You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast. My name is Marilyn, and I'm so excited to be on this podcast. So this podcast is for people who have or are pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, and math, and wanting to build their relationship with God in the process. So we talk about pursuing our career in STEM, and also ways that you can dominate in your career and help have your relationship with God guide you throughout this journey of your career in STEM. So I have a career now in automotive surface treatment, but which is kind of cleaning your cars before the painting process. But before this, I started out pursuing my bachelor's in chemistry, and I had a journey, and then now I'm here, but I'm still wanting to have a podcast and have an avenue where I can help other people who are pursuing their career in STEM and building their relationship with God in the process. So today we're going to be talking about, something that I feel like is really, 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 really impactful, but I want to ask you a question. So have you ever felt like you really, really needed some guidance and you were like, dang, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I feel like I need some direction, or something goes on at school or something goes on at work and you don't have time to hit up a friend. You don't have time to hit up any counsel. You don't have time to hit up a mentor. You're like, dang, I really need the answer right now. Or you just kind of need help going throughout something. Maybe you have a little decision to make and you kind of don't want to bother anybody. And you're like, dang, what do I do? Or you can be somebody who is a business owner. You're starting a business, or a business owner already in STEM, and people depend on you for answers and you have to make a decision quick. Or you just need some help throughout your career. Have you ever been in a situation like that? Because I know I have. And I want to tell you a little bit about somebody who we have as a Christian. And you can pull on this person whenever you need help, whenever you need direction, whenever you need a defender. And that is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is somebody that us as Christians have. So the Holy Spirit is somebody that us as Christians have as an in-house defense, our in-house defense system, our in-house helper, our in-house person who guides, our in-house counselor. And he has been a very great help in my life and in my career. So I want to tell you guys a little story about when I was in high school. I was in high school and my goal was to make straight A's all throughout high school. So I was trying, like that was my goal. And so I was making sure I was studying, taking good notes. And throughout this time, I had a relationship, you know, I had as much of a relationship with God as I knew how to at that time in my life. So I was praying and I was like, God, help me get this, help me reach this goal. And he had been with me and guiding me throughout this time. And so there was a time where our teacher had given us some material to learn. It was like the first day we were learning about the parts of the body or the muscles of the body, one of those things. And I went home and I remember the Holy Spirit telling me, study this tonight. So I was like, okay. So I got up in my mirror and I studied the material that same night. I got in front of my mirror. I don't know about y'all, but I like studying in front of a mirror. I like talking back to myself. First of all, let me show y'all Let me show y'all my mirror right here. So this is my mirror, and I like talking in front of it. It just helps me learn things. So I got in front of the mirror and I started doing my body parts or my muscles, or whatever ma the material was. It had something to do with the body. So I went down from head to toe with all the notes that my teacher was telling, and it was like, da 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 da, femur, tibia, fibia, whatever the content was. And went to sleep, woke up, went to class, and would you not believe the teacher said, I will allow you guys to do this activity, go outside and do this activity, if one person can stand up in front of this room and tell me all the parts of the body. And I raised my hand and I recalled the night that went before of me going ahead and practicing. So it was fresh in my memory. So I got up in front of the class and I went boom, 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 boom. And we were able to go outside. We were able to, and then we were able to go out and do whatever the activity was. I can't really remember everything, but I know that the reward was you can go out and do this thing. Your whole class can go out and do this thing if you are able to get up and say all of these parts that you learned yesterday. I want to tell y'all something. In your career in STEM, in science, technology, engineering, and math, you have access to this same in-house system. Or this same house, the same in-house help, this same in-house counselor, this same in-house helper who gives you an alert, who helps you, who lets you know things that are to come ahead, and he helps you prepare. And that's the same thing that the Holy Spirit did. And I pull back on this every now and then when it comes to needing help. And I'm like, the Holy Spirit is here to help us in our careers. He's able to have you get up and practice something the night before, not knowing that you're gonna need it later. You don't know that, but he knows. So he's like, hey, get up, go over this, read this, watch this, say this, study this. And then you study it, you read it, you go through it, and then you get into a situation the next day or the next week, and you realize, okay, Holy Spirit, you really were looking out for me. You really were there to help me. So I want to let you guys, I'm going to read a couple Bible scriptures for y'all so that I'm able to back it up, you know, and you're able to go back and study it for yourself. So one of the ones that we have, one of the scriptures that I came across was, but the Holy Spirit. So Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 speaks about the Holy Spirit helping us whenever we are in need, whenever we are in trouble, and the Holy Spirit praying things that we do not know to pray, but he helps us because he knows what we're weak in. So in Romans 8, verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So the Holy Spirit, for one, lets us know that He prays for us in our weaknesses, and He intercedes for us, which means He comes between us and God whenever we have a problem, we have an issue, or whenever we need to accomplish something. He intercedes on our behalf in order to get that done. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So in order for us to accomplish the will that God has for us on this earth, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So what does that mean for us as people who are pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, and math? If God has the will for us to be propelled to go out into this world to do something big in science, tech, engineering, and math, the Holy Spirit is there to help you. And he's also there to help. And he's also there to intercede for you to get the will of God done in that field that you're in. Now let's go to the next one. The next one is John chapter 14, verse 26. And it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So I want to focus on who the Holy Spirit is, and that is the Helper. Somebody who helps you. So what do you think of somebody who, as somebody who helps you? When you say, "Hey, help me," what does that person do? That person assists you. They come to your aid. Maybe if you have something heavy in your hand, you're like, "Hey, help me." You want that person to either carry the load with you or take the load all the way and take it to wherever you need it to go. If you say, "Help me," you need somebody to give you information on things that you don't know. Look at maybe your project you're doing, tell you some things that aren't working and help you tweak it a little bit. Another thing that the Holy Spirit is that I wanted to read, and that is, so I'm looking in the Amplified version now. So it says the same verse, John chapter 14, verse 26, and it says, "But the Helper." So not only is he your helper, but he's your comforter, your advocate, your intercessor, your counselor, your strengthener, and your standby. So, as a person in STEM, having a relationship with God, and you, once you accept Christ into your life, and you say, "Hey, God, I repent for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, and I accept you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior." So once you've gone through that and you've accepted Jesus into your life, and you also are able to receive the Holy Spirit. And so once you've said, "Hey, like God, I thank you for, I thank you that I have the opportunity to being able to have the Holy Spirit, but now Holy Spirit, I thank you and I welcome you into my life. I welcome you to be that helper. I welcome you to be that counselor. I actually want your help." And one thing I realized about God is, one thing I've heard is that God is a gentleman. He's not going to just impose and force his will onto you, but he wants you to open up your mouth and say, "Hey, I need you. I accept you. I want you." And so the same thing goes for us, acknowledging that, "Hey, Holy Spirit, I need you in my life. I need you throughout this thing. I need you in all areas." But the one that we focus on here at Grace to Dominate STEM is having that focus on your career in STEM and God guiding you throughout this process as you are moving out through your career. And so, one of the things that I would encourage you to do as you're pursuing your career, or you're already in your career in science, tech, engineering, and math, is going ahead and saying, "Holy Spirit, I need you every single day of my career. I need you to help me. I need you to be my counselor. I need you to be my strengthener. I need you to be my standby. I need you to be my advocate. I need you to comfort me." Because one of the things that happens is, as we are going throughout our careers, we run into moments where we don't know everything. So, as I said earlier, I work in automotive surface treatment. So, I handle the chemicals that help treat and degrease and prep automobiles before the painting process. And so sometimes we're dealing with numbers of having to keep our baths that the chemicals go in, we got to make sure the pH levels are right, the metal levels are right. And it comes to a point where I have to make some decisions on how much of a chemical to add. And sometimes I don't really know. And so sometimes questions are asked to me on the spot. And in moments like that, I'm able to pull on the Holy Spirit and say, "Hey, I don't really know what to do right now. What do I do?" Or a good bit of things could be going on throughout the day, and I need help and I need guidance on, okay, well, I have all these things to do, not only in work, but in my personal life. What do I start on first? Help guide me throughout this thing. You have people that you work with. Help guide me on the right things to say with my coworkers, the right things to say with anybody that I encounter today. And so I just want to encourage you to invite the Holy Spirit into your career, into your life, and allow him to be that person that helps you. Allow him to be that person that comforts you in times of need throughout this time. That advocate, that intercessor, that counselor, that person that you can go to whenever you like, I really need help. I don't know what to do. And he's like, look, I'll give you the play by play. Strengthen that strengthener. When you're feeling down and you really are in a rut of things that are going on, you got that. You got that person that'll pick you up and help strengthen you physically. Yeah, physically. Help strengthen you physically. Help strengthen you emotionally. And that standby, that one that you can always pull on, that one that you can always call and be like, look, I really don't know what to do. I need help. So, just to wrap it up, as you are pursuing your career or already have your career in STEM, make sure that you invite the Holy Spirit into your day, into your life to help you throughout this process, because the Holy Spirit is your helper. And that is his job. His job is to help you. His job is to be that person who helps you get the will of God done for your life on this earth. All right. So that is going to be it. I pray that you go back, study this, and actually go back and implement this into your life right now when you go to work or even while you're in school, of saying, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me. You helped Marilyn when she was in high school, and honestly, God has been with me through all this time. But that was one of the examples that I could remember of the Holy Spirit helping me and bringing things into my remembrance back in high school. But he helps me now, even throughout my life. So the Holy Spirit has helped me, and I pray that you take this back and you invite him into your life to help you throughout your journey and your career in STEM. So, this has been another episode of the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast. I hope y'all have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are graced to dominate STEM.